position and condition. Since ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Colossians 3 verse 1. There are two important truths that all Christians need to learn and understand. The first is our position in Christ, and the second is our condition. Our position is the glorious and unchangeable union we have with the Lord Jesus. This is a spiritual position that has a greater reality than the world in which we live. We are in Christ, and we are effectively already seated with him in heavenly places. We are placed in this eternal, perfect position the moment we believed in Christ. We were baptized into the body of Christ, positioned in Christ, in union with Christ. We can never improve on this position, for we are perfect, and we can never lose it. We can never remove ourselves from this position, for the Spirit set his seal on us, and then he came to permanently indwell our body. What a privileged position! Those baptized into this position by the Spirit at rebirth are seen as perfect as Christ. Believers in Christ are forgiven their sins and clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Christians are made sons of God, given eternal life, and seen by God as perfect. This is our position in Christ, and God sees us as perfect through Christ's own perfection. But our position is not the same as our condition. Our condition relates to our current situation as we journey through our life. Our condition as we travel through life may seem to conflict with our position in him. Our eternally exalted position in Christ may seem to contradict our condition. The things that we are facing may belie our positive, perfect, heavenly position. Our position is instantaneous, but our condition takes time to join our position. As children of God, the experiences of life we face can be very difficult and painful. The life circumstances we face often seem to contradict our perfect position in him. But our position in Christ is as secure and steadfast as the eternal character of God. Whatever our life condition, we're exhorted to hold fast to our positional truth. We are to believe the truth that is laid out in the Word of God, to trust his Word. But we are also to live the truth, to live our lives as unto the Lord in Christ. Positionally, we are eternally perfect, and it is impossible to improve our position. At rebirth, we are irrevocably placed in a perfect position of permanence in Christ. But at rebirth, we are newborn believers who have to learn the Christian life. At rebirth, we are babes in Christ and have to grow in grace and learn obedience. A new believer is a work in progress who needs to grow into spiritual maturity. Position and condition are the two opposite sides of the same Christian life. We are positionally complete in Christ, but conditionally we have to grow in grace. Never confuse passages about our condition with passages about our position. Rather, remember your position in Christ and trust him in every condition you face. Position is instantaneous, while condition is a process, and it's all by grace. In Hebrews 10 verse 10 we read, "We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." While in Thessalonians 5:23, we read, "May the God of peace himself make you holy in every way." We read in Hebrews 10:14, "For by one offering He has perfected forever those who are sanctified. While in Hebrews 12:14 we read, "Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." In Acts 26:18 we read, "By faith in Christ, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and share among those who are sanctified." While in Romans 6:19 we read, "Just as you offered other parts of yourself as slaves to moral impurity and to greater and greater lawlessness, so now offer them as slaves to righteousness, which results in sanctification." This is the score. Before we were saved, we were absorbed with me, myself, and I. But once we were born again, we were positioned in Christ, positionally pure. "Since then you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. And let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in Christ we are all quickened, raised up, and made to sit together with Christ. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Though you were once in darkness, now you are light in the Lord, so walk as children of light."